share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 11th of March 2020, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 as a pandemic. At that time, we did not know what it entails and how much our life would change. Fast forward to more than a year later, people all over the globe are getting vaccinated and certain countries are reopening their borders. Close to home, Phuket has launched a tourism scheme, sandbox scheme, that allows tourists to visit without a 14-day quarantine. Many tourists booked their tickets to the Thai island and 347 of them reached the tarmac of the tropical island on the 1st of July 2021. The 347 tourists were from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar and Singapore, and they were welcomed with a water tunnel. The travelers who exited the aeroplane was then ushered to screening booths where their temperature was taken and their vaccination status was checked. They were also required to download the Thailand Plus and More Chana applications. After going through immigration, the tourists had to get swab tests, RT-PCR testing, reported Bangkok Post. They will have to be in their hotel for 24 hours until they get their results back. If they are positive, they will be brought to the hospital immediately, and on the other hand, if they tested negative, they are free to go out. However, Thailand is currently experiencing a surge in COVID-19 cases. Now with 5,533 cases reported on the 1st of July, this wave is referred to as the worst ever COVID-19 wave experienced by Thailand. However, Phuket is not really affected, as 70% of the inhabitants of the island has been vaccinated with at least one dose. Up until now, 1,344 tourists have registered under the sandbox scheme. In a Facebook post by politician Ahmad Shabri Cheek, he said that Malaysians are insulted, as they are not included in the list of countries that are allowed to join the sandbox scheme. Starting from the 1st of July, 63 countries can enter Phuket without having to quarantine. The criteria is that you need to be fully vaccinated. However, Malaysia is not on the list, but Singapore, Brunei and Myanmar are. They say that Malaysians are unsafe. Malaysia is categorized as a high-risk country in a document by Thailand's Department of Disease Control, as we are reporting more than 5,000 to 10,000 cases daily. What is your opinion on this? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Missing the plane vibes, Machines nostalgic for flying after Moss releases 30-minute ASMR clip. Source. Phuket International Airport L Facebook source. Phuket International Airport L Facebook source. Phuket International Airport L Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.